Liz Truss vows to review moving UK embassy to Jerusalem if elected British Prime Minister. By Deborah Brand on August 7, 2022. UK Conservative leadership contender Liz Truss said she would consider moving the British embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem if she becomes Prime Minister next month. In a letter to the Conservative Friends of Israel, Truss wrote she understands the importance and sensitivity of the location of the British embassy in Israel. "I've had many conversations with my good friend Prime Minister Lapid on this topic. Acknowledging that, I will review a move to ensure we are operating on the strongest footing within Israel." The U.S. became the first country to relocate its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem under former U.S. President Donald Trump. Truss also pledged she would ensure the passage of a bill to end local councils bringing in boycott, divestment and sanctions, BDS, policies that target Israel. "Public bodies should not be engaging in such discriminatory policies which go against the stance of this government and sow needless division. I will ensure that this is put to a stop. Our shared values are strong and need defending. The UK should stand side by side with Israel, now and well into the future. As Prime Minister, I would be at the forefront of this mission," she said. "It also remains important to me that the public is educated on the dangers of anti-Semitism and the role it plays in driving anti-Zionism and anti-Israel sentiment," she said. "A crucial part of this is the continued education on the horrors of the Holocaust, which I hope will be reflected in a fitting memorial to the memories of millions of victims." She promised all options are on the table if Iran rebuffs a return to the tattered nuclear deal. Truss will be going head-to-head with former Chancellor Rishi Sunak, who wrote his own letter to the Conservative Friends of Israel group expressing his support for Israel. Sunak said he would seek a new, strengthened nuclear deal that extends the sunset clauses, lengthens the breakout period and curtails Iran's ballistic missile program. The credible threat of snapback sanctions, which has so far been missing from the negotiations, is the only way we can force Iran to seriously engage with these proposals. "Iran's quest for regional hegemony and the threat it poses to Israel concerns me deeply," Sunak wrote. "We cannot allow Iran to possess a nuclear weapon, and the UK and Israel must enhance our diplomatic, defense and intelligence cooperation to prevent this from happening." Praising the Trump-led Abraham Accords, Sunak said the UK has a responsibility to leverage its strong ties with other Gulf states to expand the number of signatories to the agreement.